Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. Ontario Provincial Police are reviewing video of an on-duty officer expressing solidarity with an anti-Trudeau protester. It's raising questions about the safety of the Prime Minister and the professionalism of the police. Tom Perry reports.
He's already here. Do you know where he'll be coming out?
He came in this way and then just U'd in, so...
One protester recording a brief conversation with an Ontario Provincial Police officer who lets him know the Prime Minister has already arrived and then keeps talking.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
I'm on board with you guys.
Yeah.
But just no profanity.
Yeah.
The conversation continues, with the officer assuring the protester there are 6,000 OPP members and he's pretty sure not all of them voted for Trudeau. Acting Staff Sergeant Robert Simpson says the force is aware of the online post and the matter is under review.
The video has raised concerns about professionalism and depicts opinions that are not in line with the OPP's values.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau wouldn't comment on the video, saying only that in Canada there is a right to peaceful protest. Tom Perry, CBC News, Ottawa.
BC's premier says public drug use will no longer be allowed in the province. David Eby made the announcement today, saying a decriminalization pilot project has compromised public safety.
The drugs that we're seeing in our communities are more dangerous and more deadly than ever before. Illicit drugs and hard drugs should not be used where kids are playing, where patients are recovering, where community life is lived.
The NDP government has been under fire from health workers, police, and some municipal politicians over open drug use. EB says people will still be allowed to use illicit and hard drugs in private spaces and sanctioned addiction and overdose prevention sites. The Assembly of First Nations National Chief says she wants all airlines to review their policies following what she says was an embarrassing incident on an Air Canada flight.
And then they took my case and they put it in garbage bags. I couldn't say anything at that point. I think I was too stunned. But I have to.
Cindy Woodhouse Nepnack was traveling from Montreal to Fredericton Wednesday. She says cabin crew tried to stow her headdress in cargo. She eventually was allowed to keep the sacred item with her on the plane. Air Canada has since apologized. Woodhouse Nepnack says she'll be speaking with airline officials again.
And I'm going to call for a mandatory board member on Air Canada Board of Directors. I think that that's so important and that it'd be a First Nations person. I think they also need to develop a protocol for First Nations. Air Canada also needs to have cross-cultural training for their staff.
The Prime Minister calls the incident outrageous. An orca calf named Brave Little Hunter is free. She'd been stuck in a remote Vancouver Island lagoon for more than a month. As Joel Ballard reports, the calf made her great escape overnight.
The Ahadasat First Nation says it spent the night feeding the orca calf and watching her play in the lagoon. Then around 2:30 at high tide, she swam over the sandbar and out into the open water.
We still have a few big hurdles ahead of us here.
Martin Helena is with the Vancouver Aquarium. He says she needs to connect with her family pod.
She is a two-year-old calf. Normally would still be very dependent on mom and the family group. Mom has passed away, but we're very sure that other members of the family group would adopt her.
Rescuers are hopeful the calf's calls will be heard by her pod.
From what I understand, that group does come into the Zabalos area quite regularly, every week to two.
But he says it's been about 2 weeks since they were last seen. Rescuers are also trying to make sure she doesn't become habituated to or dependent on their support. Joel Ballard, CBC News, Vancouver.
In the UK, King Charles will return to public duties next week after nearly 3 months of cancer treatment. The palace didn't provide an update on the king's health. Snowd says the medical team are very encouraged by the progress made so far. And that is your World This Hour. Remember, you can listen to us live or on demand with a mobile device using the free CBC Listen app. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.